Hey everybody, welcome to the weekly dropkick. I'm going live here a few minutes early just because it's been a long day. I got some unexpected bad news tonight. You know, nothing that can't be overcome. So hope everybody's doing well. One of the reasons I'm doing it, it's 10 o'clock p.m. on February 23rd. One of the reasons I wanted to do it at night is with so many people in our group, I know people different time zones and stuff like that. So just trying something different. Plus, tomorrow's completely booked, getting ready for Saturday's Three Count Pro Wrestling show. So I'm trying to do a couple of things here. Here we go, so I can see your comments. All right, so let's get into the deal. Video swipe left. What in the world? I did something. All right, so let's get into the... oh, you got to be kidding me. Something is going on with my iPhone. Brian Kanabrowski tried to help me. So I may not be able to see your comments. Going to do my best. So we'll see how that goes. So let's talk about a couple of things this week. First of all, Monday Night Raw. I do not watch Raw or SmackDown live. Just, I mean, that's why they make the DVR. I can watch it on my own time. If I see some good buzz on Twitter or Facebook, I watch it a little bit later Monday night, fast forward through the commercials, fast forward through the stuff I don't really care about. And Monday, you know, I was probably an hour, hour and a half behind. And you're telling me that the main event is Big Show and Braun Strowman. And there's part of me that's really excited for that. And then there's part of me that's not excited for that at all. And then we get this match. And if you're an online wrestling fan, Twitter, whatever, you know that over the last couple of weeks, there have been videos of Braun Strowman and the Big Show wrestling various live events, and Braun Strowman doing the kip up. And that was a pretty big thing. So to see that in the match Monday night, that was something I had seen. Here's the deal. I absolutely loved that match. I sat there and I was mesmerized. These two huge men. I mean, we're in an era, and I love the athleticism. I don't really. I'm a small guy, but to see those two big men go at it. And I know a lot of fans would be like, oh, you know, that was a botch or this was a botch. Listen, I loved the way that match looked. I loved the way that match felt because it looked and felt like two big old boys was really going at it. I liked the fact that Braun Strowman struggled to get Big Show up on his shoulders because for the first time in a long time, I was hooked. And you know who else was hooked? That live crowd. I mean, there was a moment in the middle of this match that, and everybody was going crazy. There was a "This is awesome" chant. Mark texted me Tuesday morning. Mark texted me. He said, "I woke up and Braun Strowman and Big Show are in the middle of the ring to a 'This is awesome' chant. What planet am I living on?" And that's how I felt. But I love the match. I'm going to be honest. As we're sitting here talking, I mean, you know Strowman's getting the push. You didn't know if there was going to be any outside interference. They wrestled over 10 minutes, and it was great. It was great because we haven't seen it on TV a lot, and it was something different. Dustin Judge, Brock versus Braun, that would be awesome. I think it could be. Listen, if you listen to our podcast, Mark and I are huge Brock Lesnar fans. Huge. Because we believe him. He's unpredictable. We don't know what he's going to do. When he had the match with Randy Orton. Anytime Brock Lesnar wrestles, there is a buzz. Whether it's him knocking Randy Orton senseless or losing in a minute 28 seconds to Goldberg, there's a buzz about Brock Lesnar. And you can't teach that. It's just the way it is. It's awesome. He's a force of nature. So Brock versus Braun, I would pay to see that. Let's move on to the second thing. Again, a Tuesday night. Didn't watch SmackDown live. No pun intended. I watched it on the DVR. I probably started watching about 9:30. And I'm fast-forwarding through, and I see the Usos coming through the crowd at ringside. And the Usos are talking. They're on mics. And typically, first of all, when was the last time we saw an Uso promo that wasn't them coming to the ring going, ooh, so, when was the last time? I don't know. But I started, so typically, they are not good promos, in my opinion. They're not good promos. But good night. Oh, my word. I don't know about anybody else. I just know for me. For me, sitting in my living room, it was electrifying. That promo was different. I loved how they were finishing each other's sentences. I know, well, that, you know, means it's scripted. Well, I don't care. I loved it. I loved it. Because I felt like it was real. Again, for those few moments they were talking, I thought, man, who are these two guys that walked up out of the crowd and talking smack? And they're just wearing hoodies. And they're almost starting a rap battle. It was great. Really loved it. I thought it was awesome. Now, I'm going to be honest. Having said all that, if they show up every Tuesday and they do the same thing and they finish each other's sentences and their promo is the same cadence and it's the same style, that's going to wear thin for me. I'm just talking my personal opinion. I think the thing about wrestling, we've all got different takes. Some of y'all may have watched that and thought it was terrible. Man, they need to cut the Usos. But I'm going to tell you what. This is what I'll say about WWE this week. If you had told me before this week that the two things that would be the subject of the weekly dropkick would be Big Show versus Braun Strowman and an Uso promo, I'd have told you you were crazy. But here we are. Scott Hicks says, resurrection of the Wyatt family. Strowman pursues Bray. The prodigal son returns to fix family wrongs. Calls out Bray is weak for letting Orton tear them apart. Strowman beats him for the title. Bray kneels and transfers his powers to Strowman. I can't read the rest of your comment. I'm sorry, Scott. I think the ship has sailed on Braun Strowman being one of the Wyatt family, long term. I think absolutely in a battle royal or a tag team situation, whatever, if they all happen to be on the same brand, that, you know, somebody hands him a black sheep mask and he puts it on, I think that would be cool. But as far as, I think they've kind of tried to set Braun Strowman out on his own, and I think, you know, his push and what they've been doing, you say what you want about him. He's believable. He's athletic. And Mug is strong. He's big. I've dug some of his promos. And, that's just my two cents. Hit the more button. I did hit the more button, Scott. And it took me to a run-on sentence. I really don't know. I don't know. I'm doing everything they tell you to do. Anyway, sorry. You didn't say the best part of my post. Scott, type the end of your post and I'll say it. Because I couldn't see it. I got my phone here and I got my iPad here where I'm trying to read the comments. Stroman and Sheamus. I think Sheamus is about kind of where he needs to be on the card. And I would love to see Strowman just kind of walk all over Sheamus. Do I think John Cena should get a rematch? He did. Kurt Angle will not wrestle. I don't think Kurt Angle is going to wrestle at WrestleMania. He will appear at WrestleMania as a member of the Hall of Fame, but I don't think he is going to wrestle. John Cena got a rematch. He got it the next night. And so, is he going to get a rematch? No. That was another thing. SmackDown, man, they laid out all their storylines for WrestleMania. You're going to get The Miz and Maryse versus John Cena and Nikki Bella. So, Josh, you agree with my comment on Sheamus or that you want to see him and Strowman? Kurt will wrestle Rusev USA versus Russia. Dustin, I'd have no problem with that. Scott Hicks, the end of your thing. Lights come on to empty ring except unlit. Oh, okay. So they're in there. He transfers his powers. Lights go off. Ring empty. Hey, that would be cool. That would be cool. Rumor I read today is that they, you know, everybody's talked about John Cena and Undertaker. I'm hearing very strong rumors, multiple sites, which they're all probably getting them from the same sites, that it's going to be Undertaker and Roman Reigns, and that Undertaker has handpicked Roman Reigns. That they said, do you want to do Cena in your last WrestleMania? He said no. And that Undertaker wants to put Roman Reigns on in his final WrestleMania, which I don't know if that's my guy. I would love to see. I don't know, man. Who knows what they're going to do? I don't know. I just heard that. And John Cena will not fight Undertaker. Do I think Sting is gone for good? Mark De La Rosa. Sting has a neck injury that until... Okay, Sting has a neck injury. If he has surgery, he probably can't wrestle again. If he doesn't have surgery, he will never be cleared to wrestle again. So that's the deal. Why would WWE let Barrett go and not long after attorney for the UK, not long after have attorney for the UK title? They should hire Nick Aldis Magnus. Magnus is getting ready to re-sign with Impact Wrestling, more than likely. At least that's what I'm hearing. You're going to see a lot of Jeff Jarrett guys going back into Impact Wrestling. I don't think when Barrett left that the UK tourney, I mean, that was a year or two ago. I don't know that the UK tournament, first of all, the Cruiserweight Classic was a hit. And I think that told them that things like the UK tournament could work. Hardys will be back in 2017. CM Punk will return. Hardys are free agents today. Today their contracts expired with Impact Wrestling, I believe. CM Punk, I don't know that whole deal, Monday Night Raw or after Raw when Rock called him, who knows. Do I think Roman will become a heel? Everybody boos him. He's already a heel. Sting is in the same boat Arn Anderson was. Never mind. He just... who do you see sign with WWE in 2017? I don't know. Why not bring back Galloway? Galloway is signed to Impact Wrestling right now. So these guys that are signed to contracts, they can't sign them. Who do I see WWE sign in 2017? I would need some time to think about that. Not really sure. If I'm not mistaken, most of the Ring of Honor guys, their contracts are like on the actual year. So they typically come up end of December, early January. And Donovan Dijak is a guy that may be NXT bound. I think he would be fine. CM Punk, I don't think he's returning. If he did, I would pop. I'm just being honest. Omega just re-signed with New Japan Pro Wrestling. Will Ospreay is signed with Ring of Honor New Japan Pro Wrestling. Omega signed. Who will replace Foley? It's coming. The rumor is it's Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan's going to replace Mick Foley as general manager of Raw. Also, I'm hearing that Daniel Bryan is going to take some time off when Brie Bella has the baby. And who did I hear was going to replace him on SmackDown? I can't remember. Is Hogan making an appearance at WrestleMania? Angle. That might be, you might be right, Steven. It might be Angle replacing Daniel Bryan. Is Hogan making an appearance at WrestleMania? I don't know. I mean, I think he's coming back right after WrestleMania, if you believe the stuff, and he's going to be on Monday Night Raw. Daniel Bryan will return to fight Miz at WrestleMania. No, Dustin. Dustin, I'm sorry. Tuesday night on SmackDown, Miz eliminated John Cena from the Battle Royal. It will be Miz and Maryse versus John Cena and Nikki Bella at WrestleMania. Daniel Bryan is not going to be cleared to wrestle. Hulk Hogan, probably coming back. I'm very interested to see what the reaction to him is going to be. There have been people that have done far worse things than what he did. And I'm not condoning what he did, what he said. Terrible. He's done some awful things in his life. But there have been people that have done worse that have come back and been welcomed. I think Angle will replace Foley. No, Angle is going to replace Daniel Bryan. Maybe. Sorry, I gotta drink my water. I got a sore throat going on. So real quick, and I would love some feedback on this. You guys know, do some work with 3Count Pro Wrestling. We have our first show of the year. I don't even remember what my topics were because I can't see them right here. What's the news on Angle? He's going to the Hall of Fame. Hey, Heath. Hey. When will we see Triple H versus Rollins? You're going to see that at WrestleMania. All right. Give me just a second. Here's what I would love. Here's what I would ask. So, Saturday night, we have a live show, and we are filming it, but we're filming it in episodes. And when we release it on YouTube, I don't think, this is just my thinking, my opinion. I might be wrong. I'm pretty new at all this video and editing wrestling shows. So we're putting it on as episodes, but we're going to release it all at once on YouTube. So if you want to watch all four of them in one sitting, you can. But instead of releasing one long video, like a 2-hour video of the show, it's going to be like 30 to 40 minute videos. But I'm just curious, like, do you guys, we've talked with, or I've talked with some of the streaming services about getting our shows on there. And after I've watched some of the stuff on the streaming services, I think that 3Count stuff would fit right in. I don't think there's anything about our production or our commentary that wouldn't be as good or better than a lot of stuff. I mean, you're talking now, you got Flow Slam, you got Powerbomb TV, you got High Spots. I mean, there's so many streaming services right now. So I'm just, you know, hopefully, I would just encourage, you know, you guys, you're great to support the Double Dropkick Show. Head over to 3countpro.com. You can see all of our videos. Keep it up and let us know what you think. I mean, it's another side of, you know, Mark and I love doing the commentary together. He can be, he's a bit much sometimes. He's hard to take sometimes. But, you know, we love doing it. Okay, let me scroll down. They seem to put bigger straws on Raw. Yes. I'm hearing Shane will watch the Battle Royal replay and say Styles' feet hit first, letting Harper win. That, I don't know. Why was The Rock calling CM Punk? They are filming a movie about Paige. They filmed a scene with Paige and AJ Lee. I don't remember I think Tessa Blanchard was playing AJ Lee. No, excuse me. I don't know who was playing who. When they mentioned AJ Lee, the crowd started chanting CM Punk, and The Rock called him on the phone. No big deal. I'm ready to for Taker to put the SmackDown on Roman. Well, good luck. Love three count. Thank you, Josh Smith. Hope you're at the show. Jan Patterson wants to see the Wall of Fame. Yes, you got some three count posters. You got Gerald Briscoe. You got Ivan Koloff over here. Mean Gene. Larry Zbysko and Baby Doll. Jushin Thunder Liger. Killer Bees. This is my WrestleMania pin collection. Anyway, that's probably one of my favorite pieces. It's a Harley Race signed painting. Pretty cool. So some people are talking about I look like Bubba Ray. You should see me when I put my glasses on. I do look like Bubba Ray. So let's talk about the Battle Royal Tuesday night on SmackDown. I have praised Show and Strowman on this episode. I have praised the Usos. That Battle Royal on SmackDown. I'm just talking about the finish. Ridiculous. Made everybody look stupid. Made the refs look stupid. Made the cameramen look stupid. Made the commentators look stupid. It made everybody look stupid. Made Daniel Bryan look stupid. I mean, it's obvious. It is obvious from the replay. Obvious. Obvious, no questions asked. Everybody involved looks stupid. It looks stupid. It's right there in living color in front of the crowd. And you just can't do, like, you just can't do stuff like that. You can't. And, yes, Kevin, Battle Royal was garbage. Yes, who do you think will be inducted next in the Hall of Fame? I'm hearing Rick Rude, which answers James Patterson. What do you think of Teddy Long being in the Hall of Fame? Everybody's going to get in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I have no problem with it. I don't know that there's anybody in there. There's people that aren't in there that I think belong in there, but it's not my Hall of Fame. Everybody complained about the Hall of Fame. Start your own wrestling company. Become a worldwide phenomenon. Become a billionaire and start your own Hall of Fame. It's Vince McMahon's Hall of Fame. He can put in. We don't like it, but we all watch it. Why is Chavo not in the Hall of Fame? Don't know if you're speaking of Chavo Sr., Chavo Jr. I think eventually they'll be in there, or they'll put the family in there. Eddie's in there. John Cena's retiring after WrestleMania. That is false. John Cena will be taking some time off to film a movie, but John Cena will not be retiring. He's 38 years old. He's got some years left. He's going to work a limited schedule. Harper doesn't belong in WrestleMania main event. They're going to put Harper there, and it's going to keep Orton and Bray both strong because neither one of them has to take the pin in the triple threat title match. And that's not going to be the last match of WrestleMania. That might be the second to last match. There's about 10 main events at WrestleMania. Even though the main event, technically, literally, is the match that goes on last. So if you hear some promoter out there telling you we got two main events, there's only one main event. There's only one main event, and that's the last match. You know, which is why it was such a surprise when Mark Whitman and I went to WCW Saturday night TV taping. The last match, if I'm not mistaken, Mark can correct me as he often does. The last match was a squash match between Ming and somebody. And then old Penzer gets in there and is like, thanks for coming out, everybody. And Ric Flair had been advertised, and I thought there was going to be a riot because Ric Flair was not there. Harper is very good. I think Undertaker deserves to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. Yes. Yes, he does. Yes. I think Undertaker more than likely will be in. What's going to be interesting is, does Undertaker give the speech or does he stay in character? It's one of those things. Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows? Card subject to change. Yes. I thought it was Sting and Luger versus Harlem Heat. You may be right. Here's the thing. I just remember being shocked because I just thought that it can't end like that. And I just remember Ming being in the ring. But again, Mark's got it written down. I mean, Mark looked it up. So Mark knows for sure. So I'm excited, man. Show week, the week of a show is always, it's a busy week. It's a crazy week. I got some new sound equipment in. And so my goal setting up for commentary and production Saturday night at 3 Count is to be completely wireless. If you've ever been to a 3 Count show, there's always all these cords running from the sound table to our commentary table. We try to have our commentary table ringside just so we can see the action. I mean, how can you call the action if you can't see the action? I would love to like have an elevated platform that we could be away from the ring. My son and I were testing out all the equipment and just trying to work out some kinks because Saturdays, show days are just, I mean, they're full speed ahead. They're absolutely full speed ahead. Hi, Skyler. Good to have you. Jonathan Perry says, I think Team 3D deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Yes, and also the Hall of Fame. I know that's a typo. I'm just messing with you. Skyler, yes, okay. Yes, good to have you with us. You have a question? Anybody heard the Hardy Boys are supposed to return? Who knows? I said a few minutes ago, Hardy Boys, this is their contracts are up to date. They're officially free agents. I haven't been on the internet in about 4 or 5 hours. I'm getting ready to, when I get off here, I'm going to fast forward watch Impact Wrestling. Maybe they go back to WWE. Maybe they don't. I don't know. While I'm on here, I saw Ed on a little earlier. Don't know if he's still on. Brian Canabraski is normally great to join us Fridays when we do this at lunch. It's really cool, though. We're doing this at a different time and getting a whole new audience, which is great. I appreciate everybody who's watching live on Facebook Live in our group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With. I want to give a great shout-out to Brian and Ed and the whole team, PWX, Rise of a Champion 12, last weekend at the Cabarrus Arena in Concord, North Carolina. They put on a great show. They put up a lot of videos online of just how hot the crowd was and how huge the crowd was. Some great, absolutely great matches. It's at the High Spots Network now, so I'm not going to spoil any of it. Just some great, great matches. And they've got some top talent who are, thank you, Josh Smith. We Double Drop Kick Show loves you. At least half of us do. Hardy Boys deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Yes. David Wheeler. So let me finish saying about PWX. So if you are in the Carolinas or even North Georgia and you get an opportunity to go to a PWX event, they're running Shelby March 26th. It's the day after a 3 Count show, and it's also the day of my wife's 40th birthday party. So I can't miss that for wrestling. My thoughts, David Wheeler says, my thoughts on the brand split and the excessive pay-per-view events. I think WWE's content now is watered down. Not enough time to really book good matches. Yes, it's definitely watered down. I love the brand split. Some people don't care. I love it. I love the draft. That's exciting. I love to see the different mixes. I love that AJ Styles, I'm tired of him and Ambrose, but there's a whole half of the WWE roster he hasn't even encountered other than Survivor Series. So that, to me, is exciting. I don't mind the... I wish they would go back to 4 pay-per-views a year, but that's not the world we live in now. They're trying to get network subscribers, and they're doing something right, man. Their revenue last year was crazy. So I never thought I'd live in the world where people said, there's just too much wrestling. But that's where we're at. Too many of the same matches. Yeah, I think you can definitely... I think they could definitely do a better job of just booking different people. I mean, I like Charlotte and I like Bayley and I like Sasha. But I would like for those three not even to cross paths again for like 2 years. Who is AJ Styles' opponent at Mania? Possibly Nakamura coming up. Second, do you see Goldberg winning Sunday? Couple things. AJ more than likely is wrestling Shane McMahon. That idea, I used to be 100% against it. Now I'm only about 98% against it. Just because Shane is not a wrestler. Shane is a stuntman. And he does spots. And I think he and AJ could have some great spots, but I don't know that their match is going to tell a story. So that's, you know, my two cents. The other thing, Nakamura coming up sooner rather than later. I wouldn't be surprised to hear that violin play the Monday after WrestleMania. Goldberg, if you believe everybody, Goldberg's going to win the title Sunday and defend it against Brock at WrestleMania. I don't know how I feel about that. Nancy, the WWE seamstress, should be in the Hall of Fame. You're absolutely right. It may be better received if it were spread out rather than 3 days in a row with minimal time to digest. Yes. That's why I watch on DVR, Scott. You got, I mean, you think about it. Between Raw, SmackDown, NXT, that's 6 hours of programming. And if you got kids, when are you going to watch it? But, I mean, they're appealing to different audiences. And I have probably watched more of SmackDown since the brand split just because I'm an AJ Styles guy. Brock Lesnar's supposed to beat Goldberg at WrestleMania. Yeah. Are you talking about Wahoo McDaniel's wife? She has made multiple famous roads for many stars. I don't think that's who he's talking about, Scott, but Karen McDaniel has made robes and will make you a robe, for the right price. Me too, back to 4 pay-per-views a year. That would be awesome. I'm tired of Ambrose, period. Waste of space. Yeah, we know how you feel about Ambrose. Who will be Universal Champ after Mania? It's either going to be Kevin Owens, Brock Lesnar, or Bill Goldberg. I'll give you 3 choices. You definitely have a point. Never thought I'd see the day ESPN would start covering WWE. What do I think of Mickie James' return? Did Mickie James return? I'm fine with it. Another veteran. You know, she's going to help some of these... younger athletes, and Mickey's pretty easy on the eyes. What happened to actually booking angles, interviews, and segments in place for 50 matches and save the big match for pay-per-views? Yeah, we live in a different... Okay, so here's the deal. Okay, Mark and I may cover this on an episode. I would love, you know, his opinion. Here's the deal. Used to, your business, your money, which is the goal. Goal is to make money. Your money back in the day came from tickets. It came from live events. The TV shows were only advertisements for the live events. You didn't see Ric Flair wrestle on TV a lot. And you certainly didn't see these big matches on TV because you had to pay. You had to pay and go see them. At Greenville and Spartanburg, or wherever you went, or wherever you watch wrestling, they wanted you to have to pay to see it. Well, the business has changed. Very small percentage of WWE revenue comes from the house shows. Very little of it. They do not even advertise, unless it's like a Brock Lesnar special appearance. They don't advertise the shows on TV because their revenue now is from TV. So if you go to a house show, they're promoting Raw and SmackDown because their revenue, it comes from that. I mean, their huge chunk of their revenue comes from the TV ratings. Well, how do you get TV ratings? You got to put these matches on there. I think the next WWE contract that comes up, I don't know if they signed a 5-year deal. Everything's changing in television. Everything's changing. You got Netflix. You got, you know, Amazon. You got all the, you got the WWE Network. I mean, the whole business is changing right before our eyes. How wrestling companies make money is just completely different. And that's why with 3Count, okay, Saturday night, I'm trying to accomplish two things, okay? On the front end, I'm trying to pack that building out with as many people as I can. I'm trying to get as many people there that night as possible. And then I am trying to produce a product. I am trying to produce a video that is so good that the people that were there live, they know, man, the commentary is going to be good. We're going to see some interviews that we didn't see live here in the show. So I'm going to go online and watch these videos. And these videos are going to be so good that somebody that can't be at our show February 25th, they see the video, I'm like, oh, I'm not missing March 25th. And so it's the same cycle again. Those people live there February 25th, I'm going to try to sell them a ticket to March 25th. And everybody that's not there February 25th, I'm going to post four videos trying to get them to come March 25th. The goal is to make money. The goal is to get people to buy a ticket or to pay to watch your shows online. We're not at that point yet. We're not at that point. I don't want to be on a, just me. People can do business how they want, but for me, I don't want to be on a streaming service because I've got a vision of what I'm trying to accomplish through our YouTube channel. And I've got control over that YouTube channel. And we can monetize our videos on YouTube. So that's just my thing. Hey, Jamal, welcome. Goldberg, Nakamura interest is more over than his wrestling. Nakamura is over, period. I totally made up Nancy the seamstress. They got a seamstress, Josh. I don't know her name. Skylar, thank you. Continues to make random comments. Goldberg should be in the WWE Hall of Fame. He'll be here. AJ Styles, phenomenal. Yes, legit. Wahoo McDaniel's wife made Rose for Flair, Blanchard, me more. Wahoo McDaniel's wife, we have an interview with her. If you go search through Double Drop Kick Show archives, you go to our website, doubledropkick.com, do a search for Karen McDaniel, you hear our interview with her. Wonderful woman. Wonderful woman. Has some great stories. I called Wyatt winning the belt. You told me no way. I don't think I did. I think since about mid-January, everybody in North America knew Bray Wyatt was winning the belt at whatever that was, Elimination Chamber. With the network now, do you think the reality shows of the superstars out of character changes the believability of feuds, matches, and buy-in? It's different than growing up for sure. Yes, because you got Lana coming on Monday night, a Raw, with a Russian accent, and then I see her on Total Divas. She ain't Russian. Listen, I'm going to tell you, Nikita Koloff, and I probably told this story 100 times, but Nikita Koloff told me, one-on-one, we were talking. His first wife did not know that he was not Russian until the night he proposed to her. That's commitment. That's commitment to something. Now, there's just no commitment. People say kayfabe's dead or whatever. And I'm grateful for guys who still believe in it. Who still try to keep a wall up so there can be some believability, but yeah, as far as WWE, they're just characters to them. They're not trying to get you to believe me. First thing you see when you turn on the network, there's a warning telling you this isn't real. They're playing a character. Leroy LaCroix, why still do the house shows to put the athletes at so much risk every night? Couple reasons. Number one, it is money. Number two, you think about this. If you only did TV, let me speak personally. I live near Greenville, South Carolina, about an hour from Greenville. WWE comes there once, maybe twice a year. If they quit doing house shows, you think about all these towns that never, hardly ever get anything, any kind of wrestling, and they wouldn't have anything. So the house business, as long as they're not losing money, they're going to keep doing that. And the athletes, man, they're at risk every night. And house shows, believe it or not, when Ricky Steamboat and Randy Savage wrestled at WrestleMania 3, they had been doing that match for about a month beforehand on the house shows. That's why they do house shows. You do house shows so you can hone your craft. Guys should be wrestling as much as you can. And, I mean, it is, just getting in the ring. I can't even get in the ring without getting hurt. Here we go. Roman Reigns supposed to go to SmackDown Live. I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't care about Roman. I don't want to talk about Roman Reigns anymore. Why do I think of Ryback? Potential big name. Ryback was doing great. And I was at the Monday Night Raw when he cut the 5-minute promo. And when the crowd started chanting boring, I mean, this guy was over. He was getting over. And that promo killed it. Now, then he did a promo later where he just had a mic in the ring and it was just Ryan Reeves talking and he talked about his injuries and it was believable. But that scripted promo he cut that night on Raw, they knew he was so bad at promos that they did a pre-tape promo from the back. It was terrible. Killed him. So Ryback, I've never paid to see Ryback. So I don't know. Is Triple H forming a corporation stable 2.0? Triple H is, no, he is not. I'm tired of seeing the same matches over and over. Everybody's tired of seeing the same matches over and over. Good evening. Is there a new stable forming? I don't know what you're talking about. There's always a new. Fun fact, Lana, while not Russian, did study and work overseas in Russia prior to her wrestling career. And also, Scott, you might remember, I don't remember this girl, Jen Sturgeon, is that her name? Jen, there was like some girl, she became popular because she was wearing like a cowboy hat at a Florida State game. Lana was in that clique. She was in that crew at the Florida State games. Do I think Enzo and Cass will become the next Raw Tag Team Champions? I think with Enzo and Cass, you got to do something with them. Maybe they win the belts coming up. I don't know. To get wrestling in smaller areas to generate revenue to promote their larger shows of pay-per-view. Yes, that's why they do the house shows. House shows are better than a TV taping. Much shorter, that's for sure. And house shows, because they're not being taped, you see things at house shows that you wouldn't see anywhere else. Much more fan interaction as far as, you know, in the ring. Do I think Ryback will return? I don't care. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. My bad. With Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens? Oh, yeah. I mean, Scott Hicks, don't start Googling them pictures. Of the Florida State girls. Why do they keep Bo separate from Bray? I would love to see Bo in the family. Just because, I mean, I think they're both trying to make their own name for themselves. They're not trying to live off their family name. Bo seemed to be like pretty over in NXT and he came up and has been. I mean, when you're wrestling in front of several hundred people, okay. When you're wrestling at Full Sail on NXT in front of several hundred people, they're all avid wrestling fans. When you go to Monday Night Raw, maybe 40% of the crowd is avid wrestling fans. The other 60% are casual fans who are just happy wrestling is in their town. And they don't follow NXT, so you send Bo Dallas out there, they don't know who that is, and so the reaction's crazy. Okay. Who was my favorite wrestler growing up? That's a good question. Rock and Roll Express, Magnum TA, Dusty Rhodes, man, Four Horsemen, pretty much Mid-Atlantic. Anybody from Mid-Atlantic. Do I think Seth Rollins will wrestle at WrestleMania? Yes, I do. Cody Rhodes is doing awesome. I wish WWE would let him shine. Okay, let me stop you right there. Okay. Cody, and I've seen him live. And Cody cuts a pretty good promo. But, and in particular, his matches on Impact against Mike Bennett. I think he wrestled Eddie Edwards, maybe. They weren't great. I think WWE highlights the positives, and they do a good job of keeping the negatives to a minimum. But there's a buzz when guys leave WWE, oh, WWE's holding them back. And I don't think that's the case all the time. I mean, you look at Sandow. You look what he's doing now. I mean, WWE had him about pegged about what he could do. That's just my deal. Couple more. Here's the thing about Cody Rhodes, man. He's doing what he wants to do. Just like the Hardys. Cody Rhodes has wrestled for New Japan. I mean, that I think is maybe the new goal in wrestling for a lot of guys. Get big. Make it WWE. Do what you can. Make some money. Save your money. Become a big name. And if you're good enough when you leave, then you go to these other places and wrestle. You can name your price and you can have freedom with your character. But you have to earn that. And some guys do well with that and some guys don't. I missed a question. Do I see Bray Weird building by calling his own brother to join him because he's true family? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Of course, I wouldn't have a problem with Bray and Bo becoming the new Black Jacks or the new Varsity Club. That would be awesome. I mean, I mean Bray Wyatt, I'm so into him. I mean, that did not sound right, but I like him. They got to repackage Curtis Axel. They got to do so. Curtis, he's the next guy. He's the next guy to leave WWE and try to make it probably on the indies. I would like to see Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins versus Samoa Joe and Triple H. Not me. I don't want to see that. What do you think about him joining the Bullet Club? I think you're talking about Cody joining the Bullet Club. Loved it. The Bullet Club. Of course, the Young Bucks take things that people like make fun of and they turn it up to 11. People call the Young Bucks Spot Monkeys, so they made a t-shirt that said Spot Monkeys. Bullet Club's like, well, you know, the NWO got watered down. Bullet Club's like, hey, you want to be in the Bullet Club? You can be in the Bullet Club. And, I mean, it's just growing and growing and growing. So I just read something on the Shield to get back together. I've already seen the Shield. I think the Shield was what it was. I think it played out. And, I prefer my wrestlers not to wear security guard uniforms. That's just me. I agree with what you say, Sandow. He was in developmental forever. They tried to get him over for well over 10 years so many different times. Yes. Do you think Harper will fade away after WrestleMania not being a Wyatt member? Well, here's the deal with guys like Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. If they're not in the Wyatt family, then why are they dressing how they dress and acting like how they act? You just got to figure some of that stuff out. Why is the wrestling so much better on NXT than it is on Raw and SmackDown? I don't know that that's the case anymore. I think NXT is on a downswing. I think NXT... who's the next young person to come up from NXT? We're all talking Nakamura. Nakamura's in his mid to late 30s. I love Nakamura. And for most people in wrestling, 32 to 35, 36 is their prime. I mean, that's when you're making your money. So, I don't know. All right. So, I don't know that NXT is better right now. Shane could bring in the Young Bucks. Be six-man spot monkey champions. That's funny, Scott. I heard Bobby Lashley is supposed to come back for one more match to get Brock Lesnar. Bobby Lashley has improved a lot, I think. Yeah, sure. I mean, it'd be nice to see two men that look like grown men wrestling in there. Why do I think the Miz has finally found his niche as a top heel after so many years as a mid-card? Miz is still in the mid-card. Luke Harper dressed like that in the indies as well. You're absolutely right, Josh. Totally forgot about that. Bobby Roode is in his late 30s. Bobby Roode's like the same age or older than AJ Styles. When is Revival going to debut? They remind me of Tully and Arn. The sooner the better. As far as I'm concerned, I love the Revival. They're great. What do I think of 205 Live? I have never watched 205 Live. Listen, I mean, I can watch so much wrestling, but I watch it all. I watch a little bit of Ring of Honor. I watch Impact, but I don't have time to watch all of WWE's programming in a week. I have to be selective. There's weeks that I don't watch any of Raw. I mean, maybe the highlights I see on Facebook. I mean, and also, I mean, there's some news coming out. I'm watching, for reasons I can't expound, I'm watching a lot of independent wrestling right now. A lot of independent wrestling. Wrestling I haven't watched. Wrestling I don't know about, but I'm trying to educate myself on stuff. So anyway, hey, a lot of good questions. And the great thing, a completely different crew tonight. Completely different audience here online. What do I think of the cruiserweight division? I love Cedric Alexander. Cedric Alexander is one of my absolute favorite guys in wrestling. Just absolutely one of my favorites. He, in the times that I've been able to interact with him, he has given me the time of day that he didn't have to. And to be able to call two of his matches with Mark, one against Caprice Coleman, one against Gunner, two just completely different matches, two great matches. So, if the cruiserweight division is going to let a dude like Cedric Alexander have a spot on Monday Night Raw and on the roster, absolutely. Totally cool with that. What do I think of the Ascension? They've gotten two wins now. WWE trying to go a different route with them. I think when Ascension first debuted on Raw, they badmouthed the Road Warriors. And now I feel like the Ascension is trying to do their own thing, have their own look. They're wrestling a little bit different style, just a little bit. And I think they could be on to something. I talked about it last week. We talked about it last week on Weekly Dropkick. When the Ascension was about to beat, was it American Alpha for the titles? Crowd was ready to pop for the Ascension to win. So something happened. I like TJ Perkins. He's fine. I agree. Alexander's a beast. He's a great person. Very humble. I think division should be built around him. Yes. What's my favorite WWE return? That's a really good question. I don't know. That's a good question, though. I had to think about that. Give me something good to watch on WWE Network. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm watching, don't watch any WCW from 1995. I tell you that much. We did a review on all of it, all the pay-per-views. I mean, there's a few good matches, pay-per-view matches. Depends on what you like. If you, you know, I'd watch older stuff. I'm, you know, I've never got to watch Smoky Mountain, so I'm actually trying to go back and watch Smoky Mountain. But here's the thing, like I said, my wrestling viewing time is limited weekly, and right now, for certain reasons, I'm not watching a lot on the network. Not because I don't want to, is I just don't have time. Let me see here. 94 Super Brawl, that's good. What do I think of Dolph Ziggler turning heel? I quit caring about Dolph Ziggler a long time ago. Nothing against him. I guess that is against him. HBK SummerSlam 2002, best return. Anthony, watch the old 605 shows. Yeah, great promos. I like the Dudley Boys return. That was shocking. Watch Survivor Series 1990 when winners went to a grand finale match. I think we talked about that one. And that was not a good one. I think that was the only time they did that too. Like I said, I want to go back and watch and follow a story. And that is greatly influencing how I put wrestling on film. Is I am trying everything you guys are saying. I totally agree with you. And I'm trying to. So anyway, hey, we've been on here about an hour. I appreciate everybody watching. Scott, the 605 shows. Yeah, I didn't grow up with cable, so I haven't seen any of the 605 shows. So right now, I'm watching through 1988, the 605, because that's... It's okay, so here's just what you should watch. Late, mid-88, early 88, like mid-88, you got... Steamboat comes in, so you got Steamboat and Flair, that great series of matches. Then you got Terry Funk, the Terry Funk Flair feud, the JTEX Corporation. I mean, that's great stuff. Yeah, the TBS shows are listed as World Championship Wrestling on the network, I believe. Mega Powers Explode, that was great. And they told it over a year. Yes, Leroy LaCroix, if you go to, if you just go on YouTube and just search for Three Count Pro Wrestling, I don't have a way to put a link in right here while we're watching, but just go to YouTube, type in Three Count Pro Wrestling, you'll see my face somewhere on there, you'll see our, you know, Three Count logo. Anthony, so I think you're talking about the stuff on network, you go to... I think it's definitely in the vault. And it's World Championship Wrestling, I think. What do I think when Goldberg defeated Brock Lesnar in a minute and 26 seconds? I loved it. I loved it because it was different. I wasn't expecting it. I think Josh has posted, Josh Smith, thank you, posted the link to Three Count Pro Wrestling. I wish Magnum and Wyndham had a run with the belt. Wyndham did have a run with the belt after Flair left. Sorry, my cat is scaring me half to death. Who's my favorite tag team of all time? Man, that's a great question. That's a great question. I had to think about that. Magnum was set to get the belt at Starrcade 86. He had his accident in October, and it changed everything. I mean, it changed everything. When you think about everything they did on the fly, October to December, or October to Starrcade of 1986, man. Just crazy stuff. You meant together against each other. Okay. So, hey, a couple of things. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you're listening to this on the podcast, go join our Facebook group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With. I do this live every week, most of the time on Fridays, but again, I'm trying to catch a different audience, and I'm busy on Friday the 24th. If you want to hear a even better show than what I do, you can join our patrons-only group. Go to patreon.com/doubledropkick, and for $1 a month, okay, that's the lowest level, $1 a month, you get in there, and you can, Mark does a thing called Carrie's Corner every week. Monday, he posts does a post. You ask questions. He answers questions in that group. He does not answer anywhere else. But it's good. It's good stuff. It's a little more in depth. He digs down a little deeper than what I'm able to do here in this time. Yeah, I mean, I just try to interact with you guys. So I appreciate everybody listening. Appreciate everybody watching. You hit me up on Twitter at Heath Mulliken. Mark's at the DDK Show. But coming up next Monday, you know, we're in our normal episodes. We're in our tag team tournament right now. So I encourage you to go back and listen to part one and part two. Part three is going to be dropping Monday, the 27th. And then on March 1st, that Wednesday, part four. And then on Thursday, March the 2nd, we'll be recording the rest of the tag team tournament. But early next week, I should have all the three count videos from February 25th. So if you're not in the Carolinas, if you live anywhere in the world, you'll be able to watch that show on YouTube. And I would love your feedback. Not just on the commentary, but on the layout of the shows. This is something new, man. It's something nobody's doing. I mean, there are other companies that film and they do shows, but they don't do it like we're trying to do it. So thanks, everybody, for watching tonight. Hey, Scott, thank you, man. Scott was one of our first patrons, and he's a good guy. And we had was it in the patrons group last week, man? We had a great conversation. Scott and I go way back, and just a good dude. So thanks, everybody. Y'all go get some sleep. I'm going to go try to watch some Impact Wrestling here tonight. So we'll talk to you guys later.